You okay?
You got so much stuff crammed in that closet, you're suffocating my shirt.
Oh, please.
Come on, buddy, don't die now. Don't die. Clear! Clear! Ah, oh, there you go. You got so much to live for, you're perma-press. Come on, buddy.
Is it having an out-of-closet experience?
Too much stuff in here. You got 30 hats in here.
I wear all of them.
All right.
Yeah.
You wear this?
I did in seventh grade when I was Carmen Miranda.
And you still need it?
Yes. Whenever I go to a new grocery store, I point to it and say, what aisle are these in?
Belts, belts, belts. Stupid belts. Do you need 4 red belts?
Oh, listen to you. These are not red.
These.
This is scarlet, crimson, ruby, vermilion. What I need is a red belt.
I'm telling you, if you don't throw some of the stuff out, I'm going to organize this closet and get one with more power.
No. No.
I can hear my power tools calling right now.
Come on, Tim, plug us in. We're ready to serve.
I don't hear anything.
These women can't hear power tools talking. You're right down, guys.
No, all right, all right, all right. I'll clean the closet out.
There's got to be something in here you can get rid of.
Yeah, but I stayed married to it because of the kids.
Tool time. I'm, of course, your host, Tim the Toolman Taylor. You all know my assistant, Al Adagee. You got Gal Borland.
Tim, we get lots of letters from viewers saying they're very tired of you making fun of my name.
Tell your mom to stop writing. I got a question for you. How many belts do you own?
2.
That's right. Because men are practical. We only need 2 belts. 1 to hold our trousers up. Another heavy tool belt to drag them back down. Right, Al? Unlike my wife, who's got 47 belts, she says 6 are red, even though she calls them scarlet and vermin.
I believe he means vermilion.
No, he means vermin. One is actually made out of rat hair. All this week, Al and I will be doing our salute to toolboxes. You know, a well-organized toolbox says a lot about you as a man. What is it, Al?
Nothing, Tim.
What is it, Al?
Well, I was just noticing how much bigger mine is.
You have to have a bigger toolbox to compensate for your teensy-weensy bacon.
No, Tim, I need a bigger toolbox because I'm your assistant. And I need to be ready for any of your particular needs.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You're really shaping up around here, Al.
Well, I have plenty of room in here for bandages, a couple of ice packs.
Stop it, Al. Cut it out.
Oh, tourniquet.
I hope you have a job application in there, buddy.
Crutches.
Huh?
IV unit.
Bust me. You should have thought of that before you slugged Mickey's walker. He totally asked for it. You mean he said, Brad, my nose is too pointy. Can you flatten it for me? I'd give anything not to let Mom and Dad see this note.
Would you give your Barry Sanders autographed football?
Forget it.
I have a plan.
Yeah? What plan?
Do I get the ball?
No, but I won't beat you up if you help me.
Worked for me. Now, you won't get into any trouble if Mom and Dad think they're signing a field trip release form.
How do we do it?
Well, it's easy. You take the release form, put it on top of the note, and tape it.
Cool. Hi, boys. How's school?
Great.
Nothing happened.
Tim, what are you doing?
I was going to reorganize the closet.
No. With a sledgehammer, I don't think so.
Oh, come on. Give it back to me. Let go of this.
No.
Before you organize, you got to demolish.
After you demolish, you must call someone to fix it.
I know what I'm doing here. I'm going to remodel it to maximize every square inch of that thing. Look what I ordered for you at the Furniture Barn today.
What did you order for me at the Furniture Barn today? A Super Goliath modular closet system.
Ho, ho, ho. Chrome shelves, tubular steel, rods up top and bottom. It's all the rivets are hidden. You can't even see it. Matte black finish everywhere. It's got 7 drawers in the middle of it.
Tim, I just need some place to hang my blouses. This looks like an offshore oil rig.
Oh, yeah, just like a North Sea where the men smell like fish.
If, by some slim chance, we did redo the closet, This is the one that I would like.
The Lady Lavender Quilted Vinyl Organizer.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, look, it comes with 10 padded scented hangers.
Scented hangers. I do not want the closet smelling like Madame Foo Foo's perfume parlor. I want it smelling like sawdust, motor oil, the bottom of men's feet. Gotta go.
No, wait. Every time you take a sledgehammer up to the bedroom, it means trouble. You come back here, you little termite.
Go, my belt.
I'm not gonna go.
I can't ask them now. They're arguing. Are you kidding? This is a perfect time. They won't even notice. How do you think I got that raise in my allowance?
You are not going to touch this closet.
Just don't get excited. Listen to me, please, for a minute. All right. There's a lot of wasted space behind this closet. I said we blow out the wall, take the linen closet wall out, put all the linens in the bathroom. We got more room there anyway. Put a few wires, lights, boom. We've got a walk-in closet.
No, we don't have a linen closet, and we have a hole in the side of the house.
I gave you a chance to get rid of some stuff. Now it is time to swing some steel.
Hey, I got rid of some stuff. I packed a whole box over there.
Oh, really? The whole box right over here?
Well, you don't have to look.
This whole box? Hello? Look, some stretch pants and a shoe. Nice
try. I'm doing this in stages. Besides, I know the minute that I throw away the shoe, I'm going to find its mate.
I think I saw it on the freeway this morning. You're a pack rat, honey.
I am not. My mother always said, waste not, want not. Good clothes never go out of style.
I'm pretty sure she wasn't referring to this!
That's from my fat collection.
You could fit Europe in these things!
See, I have divided the clothes into 3 sections. I have my normal weight section over there. Then I have my fat section over here. This is for, you know, after childbirth and holidays.
And what's this? The I Have a Dream section?
I will wear that dress again.
No offense, honey, but you're not going to get into that again.
Excuse me?
Don't.
Are you asking for some trouble here?
Stop it.
You are.
Stop it.
Hey, Dad, will you sign this for me?
Hold her hands.
Right. Oh, you have to have help?
Yes, help me.
You... Here. Wait, don't sign that.
Why? It's a...
Don't sign it.
It's a field trip release form.
No. They just wait for us not to be paying attention.
I think... I'm smart enough to know when they're pulling that distract them, have them sign stuff trick.
What is this tape down here on this thing?
Because it ripped.
Ripped.
This is a letter from Mrs. Blackburn, the principal.
Aha, just as I suspected.
Brad, I'm ashamed trying to trick our parents like that.
I suppose you had nothing to do with this?
Of course not, Father.
Randy, we'll deal with you in a minute. You get out of here.
Oh, Brad, Brad, sit down. Brad, come on.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Taylor, your son punched Mickey Walker in the hallway. I reprimanded Brad and informed him that another incident would result in suspension. Brad, what is going on in your head?
Looks to me like the hamster fell off the wheel.
How many times have we told you not to fight? How many?
I lost count.
Don't get smart with me.
You're grounded 3 days, you know that.
That's not fair.
Why did you hit this boy?
Because he was making fun of me.
That's not a reason to punch anybody.
Why are you angry at me? It's your fault.
Beep, back the truck up. Why is it my fault?
This morning when you dropped me off at school, you hugged me in front of all my friends.
Wait, that is no reason to hit this Mickey Walker guy.
Yeah, well, Mickey Walker saw it and started calling me diaper baby.
I don't care what he called you. You're going to call him and apologize. Besides, so what? I didn't give you a real big hug. I just squeezed your shoulder a little bit like that. What's the matter with you?
Just please don't hug me again.
Good thing I didn't kiss him. Tag me, Bone Crusher. There you go. Now it's time for the evil chiropractor.
Ow! Hey, no fair. You're too old.
Oh, low blow, pretzel boy.
Ow! Brad, tag me.
Oh, double team him, huh? Now it's time for my ultimate move. The bookends of death.
Ow!
Oh! What? Can't get loose, can you? Oh, Brad, I think we're hugging each other now.
To be such a dork.
I was kidding around. Come back here.
All right, now. Man, that's the last time I team up with Brad the diaper baby.
Don't call him that, all right?
Come on, Mark. Let's go make fun of him.
I got a better idea. Why don't you make fun of each other?
Butterbrain, weenie.
That's more like it.
Neighbor.
Hey, Wilson. What are you up to?
I'm tending my tulips, Tim.
A little late in the year for that, isn't it?
Well, I'm forcing them.
How, by squeezing their bulbs?
No, Tim. Forcing flower bulbs is making them bloom out of season by growing them indoors in pots.
You know, Wilson, Brad's going through this thing where he doesn't want me to hug him anymore.
He's finally reached that age.
It's a funny thing, you know. He doesn't want me to touch him, but he'll still wrestle and roughhouse with me.
Well, that's because throughout history, men have been more comfortable expressing affection through combative gestures, such as the salute.
The salute?
Oh, yes, Tim. In the Middle Ages, when knights on horseback would pass by each other, they would raise the visors of their helmets to expose their face and show each other that they were friends. And that became
a salute,
a sign of friendship and respect. In the same vein, the handshake evolved when men would extend their weapon hand to show that they were unarmed.
Or to show they didn't have a little joke buzzer in there.
There you go, neighbor.
Hey.
Men's gestures of friendship and respect grow out of competition and combat.
Kind of like when football players, you know, slap each other on the rear end.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You see, Tim, each man should show affection in the way that he feels most comfortable.
Hmm. A nicely rolled wet towel.
Pshaw! Well, I myself prefer a warm hug, but I suppose the slashing sting of wet terry cloth has its place.
Sure did in my high school.
Of course, only a man who is truly secure can feel free enough to hug another man.
Yeah, secure enough. Oh, yeah. To help out our demonstration today, we've invited the boys from Bay City back again. That's right. The guys from K&B Construction Company. I want a big round of applause for Pete, Dwayne, and Rock. Let's go! It's always great to have these guys with us.
Always great to be here, Timmy.
Well, a little stucco demonstration. We're going to put some mud on the wall. We'll get stucco on, right?
You betcha. We used to do this all the time.
All right.
Heck, I cut my teeth on stucco, Tim. Well, learned everything from Dwayne here.
Oh, no. Pete here's a real expert. We call him the Stucco Bucko.
Guys, I don't know if you're aware of this, but that's a combative gesture.
Oh, I was just horsing around with my little buddy.
No. It's a good thing. The knights used to do it. The middle-aged guys used to extend their hand to show they had no arms.
Anybody follow that?
I'm saying that's the way you show appreciation one another.
All right, Tim. Hmm? What does this have to do with stucco?
Nothing. But tool time's more than just home improvement. It's also about male improvement. I think it's time we took a little time out to talk about male appreciation. Like hugging.
Oh, Bubba.
But, Tim, when you asked us to be on this show, you didn't say nothing about no hugging.
Well, it's okay for another man to hug another man, isn't it?
No. I don't even hug my wife.
That's because you can't get your arms around her.
Tim, does the word stucco mean anything to you?
Al, hold on a minute. Well, then help me out, guys. How does one man show the man he just appreciates what he does?
Well, you buy him a couple Lions tickets.
Hey,
yeah,
right.
And let him borrow your truck.
Good one.
You could pour beer over
yeah,
his head.
And I did not appreciate that.
Well, the point is, there's many ways to show another man you appreciate him. And I think if you're secure enough, you can give another man a manly squeeze. Al, how about a hug?
I don't think so, Tim.
Come on, anybody? What, I'm the only secure man here? Guess so.
Ah, heck, I'm secure. I appreciate you, Timmy.
I appreciate you, Rock. Hey, all right.
Hey, you know, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, we're secure, buddy.
Oh, we are secure. You know, Tim, in Europe, men kiss each other on both cheeks.
Hey, bucko. How's school today? Anything your principal wants me to autograph?
No.
I was thinking about you at work today. And I think I understand about how you feel about this hugging thing.
So I'm not grounded?
Nice try. No, I just think that maybe sometimes hugging's inappropriate, and maybe I shouldn't have done it in front of your friends. But that's no reason to hit anybody.
Dad, what do you expect me to do when people are making fun of me?
I expect you to use your head. Laugh.
What?
When people used to tease me, I'd laugh. When people can't laugh at you, you're already laughing at yourself. You know what I'm saying?
You want me to use other parts of my brain besides my fists?
Yeah. I know you're having trouble hugging a man. But remember, I'm your father. I'm not a man.
Right, Dad.
Anyway, I promise I won't hug in front of your buddies anymore.
Okay.
But I'm still gonna say I love you.
Oh, Dad, that's 10 times worse than hugging.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. It's not like that. It's like we'll be at a ball game. Pretend we're at a ball game. Instead of saying, I love you, I'll say something like, how about the Lions? We'll both know what I'm talking about.
Okay, but don't say too mushy.
You mean like, how about those Lions?
Yeah. Tim!
Oh, would you go upstairs and shut the closet door? I don't want to show her this till I can demonstrate.
There's some more groceries out there.
Forget the groceries. I want to go up to the bedroom. There's something up there you've been waiting for a long time.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll be back down before the ice cream melts.
Not that. I finished the closet.
Oh, good. Let's go see.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie.
Dad, it's all ready. I'm going to the park.
Before you go, how about those Lions?
What about them?
I said... How about the Lions?
Oh, yeah. I love you, too. Bye.
It's a guy thing. Welcome to the Tim Taylor Clothing Management System. It's unique. It's high tech. It's the answer to your disorganized prayers. Don't.
I have to use a remote.
Trust me, love it. Press one.
Hello, Jim Taylor. What shall we wear today?
hold on a minute. Does this mean I'm going to have, like, a little man in here watching me get undressed every day?
Yep. If you notice, the closet all cedar lined for all our big clothes. Trousers, jackets, scarves, upper clothes, shirts, skirts at the bottom, pants, everything else, okay?
This is perfect so far.
All right, you'll notice all your stuff is pink. I've got all your accessories outlined here. I've even got a drawer for your scarves. Open that.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Could that be potpourri-scented lining?
I'm still waiting for the explosion.
Come on. I'd suggest you shut that drawer.
The drawer is ajar. The drawer is ajar. The drawer is a... Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, now, on to the shoes. Press number 5.
All right. Tim, I want you now.
Hold your horses, little filly. Now, the safety precautions. This is very important. You'll notice I've done the whole theme in pink for you and a lovely matte black for me. It's very important. Don't ever try to put your pink things in my matte black zones.
Why not?
We'll try to put this pink hanger onto my matte black zone.
Okay.
Step away from the closet. Keep your hands in plain sight. The right to remain silent. Any clothes you touch will be used against you in a court of law.
Flashback!
I found these at the bottom of the giveaway box.
You look like a radioactive leprechaun, honey.
I can't believe that you were going to give this away.
That is the most hideous thing I've ever seen in my life. Why do you want to keep that?
You gave it to me.
Oh, yeah, sure, I guess I did. Yeah. It could come back. Pretty boss-looking chick.
Well, thank you. That is, like, so far out that you say that. You want to groove with me?
Pretty boss chick.
Okay, thank you. That's like really far out that you say that. Hey, groove with me, baby.
Step away from the closet. Keep your hands in plain sight. Your right to remain silent. The clothes you touch will be used against you to put away.